Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As peace talks stall for Sudan's civil war, one side seizes brutal control over yet another city. Then we'll take a look at a prison ministry on a mission to resource prison inmates with biblical teaching and encouragement. That story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Sudan as the war is reaching a tipping point as rapid support forces take El-Fasher, the last army stronghold in Darfur. RSF forces now control all of Darfur, where they hope to establish a rival government. According to one analyst, peace talks in Washington, D.C. give the RSF militia political cover to commit atrocities. A Sudanese pastor tells MNN,
"The peace negotiation been always up and down, and it always end negatively."
United Nations and regional actors are calling for an immediate ceasefire in El-Fasher. Civilians have no access to food, water, or medical supplies, and aid workers can't reach them.
Things are beyond government control. It's a mist everywhere in Sudan, and there is a lot of pressure.
Believers throughout Sudan suffer alongside their Muslim neighbors, and in some cases, the church is at the top of the hit list.
The church always is in the middle of the persecution. RSF, when they come to Khartoum, one of the places they attacked immediately, it was the church.
And yet hope remains.
We can testify and tell the number of unreached people who are responding to the gospel today, comparing into the times of peace.
Next, near the biblical city of Sidon, Christians are building a new ministry center. It'll serve local Lebanese in a predominantly Muslim area. Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon says,
"How did we get to purchase a property from a Muslim community? Right now, my only answer is only by God's grace."
The Hope Ministry Center stands in a region home to many refugees and displaced families. Years of war and economic collapse have left many parents unable to educate their children, and businesses are struggling to survive.
A lot of the problems that this country has been experiencing is because this country is spiritually poor, where the gospel is not reaching the masses.
Alongside biblical teaching, the ministry takes a holistic approach, offering education, healthcare, and discipleship training. And each weekend, over 800 people join its spiritual programs.
We're so grateful for what God has done in our midst. And by faith, we look for amazing things this center will accomplish, all by God's goodness and provision.
Pray for the Hope Ministry Center to meet the many needs of the people that it serves. You can learn more at our website. And there's a Christian mom not too far from you praying for her child. But she doesn't see them very often, if at all, these days. She doesn't even have the same church community to encourage her faith like other women do, and that's because she's serving a prison sentence.
There are many incarcerated moms, and it's a whole tragic thing to think about, you know, even kids of various ages.
Dee Peterson is the director of discipleship for Prisoners for Christ. She manages their literature distribution department. They supply hundreds of prison chaplains with biblical resources for inmates, including moms. And this summer, PFC secured permission to distribute The Forge, a 2024 faith-based motion picture produced by Affirm Films.
One of the focal points is the power of prayer, as well as the redemption and forgiveness.
The story follows a struggling teen boy with a praying mom and what happens when a Christian man begins to mentor him. PFC celebrates the responses the film has already gained from inmates and wants to distribute more like it. This is the invitation for you to find your place in the story.
Prison ministry fulfills so many God-honoring things. The Great Commission, we see lives changed. That is what someone contributes to when they contribute to our ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you're enabling us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360, and together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.